Emotional intelligence. Why do people get mad? Why'd you take my shoes?
Because you took my heels.
I gave them back, didn't I?
But you still took them.
Yeah, but I didn't mess them up, unlike you.
They are perfectly fine. You are so dramatic.
And you are such a liar.
Ding!
See, people get mad all the time. Hi, I'm Naima Duluk.
And I'm Jocelyn Hernandez.
And I'm Amina Shah. We're here to talk to you about anger.
What's happening inside of your brain when you're mad? And what triggers this?
It's time to find out.
Right after this short break. Let's begin with this. What does anger really mean?
Anger as a noun means a strong feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. As a verb, it means to provoke someone.
Let's take these two as an example. Jocelyn, why are you mad at Amina?
Well, she took my shoes without asking. And she got them dirty. I can't even clean them.
Amina, what do you think about this?
Well, in my opinion, she's overreacting so much. She repeatedly takes my shoes without asking. And I do this one time, and they're barely dirty. Just go to the cleaners.
Okay, so you both feel you have valid reasons for getting mad. But don't you both have big tests coming up?
Yeah.
Like the PSAT?
Yeah.
Studies show that when stressed out and overwhelmed, any small factor can trigger anger. This is what's happening to you right now. You're both overwhelmed by the PSATs, and a small thing like shoes is pushing you off edge, causing you both to blow this whole problem out of proportion when it isn't a big deal.
While we ponder that, please enjoy this commercial break. Ed Sheeran's album Divide dropped last year. Here's his single, Perfect.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. For me, 'cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time, darling. Just kiss me slow. Your heart is.
And we're back.
Let's take a deeper look.
How do you suppose we do that?
Is there any science behind this?
Yes, exactly. Science. BetterHelp.gov says the adrenal glands flood the body with stress hormones. Science Museum also says the amygdala in turn triggers a response in the hypothalamus, a key area for many of the things your brain does without thinking.
So you're saying that because of the PSATs, my adrenal glands flood in my body, causing my amygdala to trigger my hypothalamus,
which caused us to overreact and scream at each other without thinking?
Exactly.
Huh. That's very interesting.
It is. While we think about that, I really want to finish that song. Back to Ed Sheeran's Perfect.
But it's all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you say, darling, you were perfect tonight. Well, I
and we're back. See, people get mad all the time. Okay, so now both of you know what's happening inside of your heads, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's time to resolve this argument.
Yeah. I'm sorry for taking your shoes.
No, don't be sorry. I apologize for being the one who started all of this.
No, really. I'll take them to the cleaners myself tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Now that you're both aware that all of this was caused by stress hormones and your amygdala triggering your hypothalamus, you both could be careful next time you fight. Keep all this in mind. That's for you viewers, too.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we'll make sure we think about our amygdala and our hypothalamus before we argue next time. Maybe this was all just because of the PSATs, right, Jocelyn?
Yeah, I think the same.
Yeah, we're not really mad at each other, are we?
No, it's just a small a block between our test preparation.
Yeah, no big deal.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Naima.
No problem.
I'm Jocelyn.
I'm Amina.
And I'm Naima. This has been Why People Get Mad.
Tune in next time to hear our segment about why people get sad.
Now, I think we should finish the song.
Right, loving it.
Found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home.
Thanks to BetterScience.gov and Science Museum, who have helped make this podcast the way it is. And special thanks to our music and our commercials and advertisements. Thanks goes to Rubba Dub Non-Copyright Music, Get in the Car and Go, Rainbow, Unicorn Heads, Non-Copyright Music, and Perfect by Ed Sheeran, who have helped make this podcast as special as it can be. Also, special thanks to our speakers, Naima Dulik, Jocelyn Hernandez, and Amina Shaw.
Also, special thanks for listening to this podcast. You should also check out Ed Sheeran's other songs. They're really good.